Hi, Darren.
Hello.
Hi, it's Jessica Mitchell calling. How are you?
Well, hello, Jessica Mitchell. How are you?
Hi, I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Not too bad. I'm just going to go to a quiet area here.
Perfect.
Working my day job as well, eh?
Oh, lovely, yes. And I am running my, I'm doing errands. Doing that domesticated thing that you do when you're off tour.
Indeed. Okay, so my understanding is we have about 15 minutes.
Sure, yeah.
That's cool with you?
Sure thing.
Well, I appreciate you calling and taking time out of your busy schedule.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you asking.
Don't be nervous, but this is my very first interview.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. Well, you're doing great so far. You're being nice. That's all that matters.
Great.
Just be nice.
Well, I got that down. So I wanted to let you know that I actually saw you at the Sanderson Center back in March when you opened for Terry Clark.
Amazing. In Brantford. Yeah.
That's right.
That venue is so beautiful.
Oh, it's
holy
an amazing
crap.
Venue. And I wanted
to
say, I did a review of that concert for Hamilton's Rock and Country magazine, which is who I'm doing this interview for.
Awesome.
And I happened to mention in that review that I was not prepared for how amazing your voice is.
Oh,
so
that's very sweet of you.
I wanted
to
start by letting you know that I'm a bit of a fan. And,
awesome. Well, thanks.
Your voice is probably capable of doing just about any genre that you could think of. So I guess my first question I wanted to ask you was, why country music?
Yeah, I guess I think it's no secret that country is such a very, very explorative genre when it comes to storytelling. And I guess at the end of the day, that's all I've ever really wanted was to like tell my story through song.
Right.
And you know, it's such a beautiful, honest, you know, it can be a very beautiful and honest genre. And I feel like people leave their heart out on their sleeve a lot more in that genre than they do in any other one. So, and that's where I fit in pretty well. I fit in pretty well to that category.
I would agree with you. I'm also a country music singer myself. I do a little
bit. Oh, awesome.
I have
great.
My own band, the Darren Hancock Band, just playing the local bars in the area and stuff. But
that's great.
Have a little bit of an inside track on what it's like to get up there and do that stuff.
Yeah, it can be really scary sometimes, you know?
Putting
your heart out on your sleeve like that. But it's very rewarding at the end of the day.
I spend most of my time performing other people's music, so it's not as exposing for me, I guess.
Well, you know, you can still find a way to make it your own, right?
Yeah. What was it like touring with Terry Clark? That must have been cool.
Incredible. Yeah. Her and I had kind of connected last year and had become, you know, kind of close, like chatting a bunch. And she was so helpful and so wonderful when it came to, kind of guiding me and helping me navigate through all that craziness of last year, because it was something that kind of came out of left field.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, like with Whiskey and all that stuff, with working on Whiskey and
that
the single,
off,
yeah. did really well. And so she was really sweet in guiding me and offering me advice. So when I was asked to do the tour, I obviously, you know, jumped at the opportunity. So it was great. It was a great learning experience for me.
Cool. I bet it was.
Yeah. It was.
So, see that you just released two new singles.
I did.
And Tear It Down.
Yep.
And you had a hand in co-writing both of those songs.
Yes. I co-write all my music. I prefer to be a co-writer and to be involved in all of the writing of my music. So yes, I co-wrote them. One of them is quite old, actually. Don't Love Me was written about 4.5 years ago.
Right.
So, and Tear It Down was just last year. So I think you have so many songs as a songwriter and as an artist. You spend so many years writing. And every once in a while, you have to go back and remember that there's these really amazing songs that you love so much.
Gems
and
from the
so much. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's something that we'll be doing a lot of this summer, actually. A lot of the new songs that a lot of people haven't heard before. We'll be playing them live.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I also wanted to bring up something a little personal. You lost your mom to cancer. I lost my mom to cancer 2 years ago, so I know how it feels.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Can you explain how that affected you as an artist and a songwriter?
Yeah, I think it opens you up. It opens you up. Well, I apologize. Sorry, I was turning down my music. yeah, it opens you up to, it opens your heart up a bit and kind of makes you see that, you know, life is obviously a very precious thing and, you know, everyone isn't going to be around forever, but I kind of just took it and ran with it. And, songwriting has always been a very therapeutic thing for me. So, you know, it was really good to get back in those rooms down in Nashville, you know, with my amazing co-writing team and partners and really dig in and allow myself to feel all of that. So it guided me in a really great direction. It really did after that happened. And funny enough,
positive.
You would think that, you would think that like so many negative things would come about from something like that. But it really didn't. I think things started really kind of moving in the right direction for me after my mom passed away, almost as if it was kind of her just being like, okay, go do your thing,
right.
You know?
That's fantastic.
So, yeah, it's really cool.
Is there a particular song that you've written or co-written that holds any special meaning to you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure all
of
them.
Most of them. I think working on whiskey is always going to have, I mean, I think, you know, 20 years from now, if you were to ask me what my, you know, my favorite song I ever wrote was, I think that's going to be up there, you know, for a very long time. I think that song came from a very personal and a very, very important place of letting go for me. And I just feel so grateful that we were able to create that song and have it do what it did.
It's certainly done very well for you. Yes.
Yeah, it opened up all these doors, that's for sure.
Indeed it has. And I hope they keep opening for you. Who would you say would be your top influences or role models and why?
I mean, my family is always in that category. I feel like they've been through, you know, the ringer with me and over the years, and same with, you know, me with them. So I'm always constantly inspired by them. I mean, musically for me growing up, it was Radiohead, it was Nine Inch Nails, it was Sheryl Crow, it was Tori Amos, you know, it was a very eclectic mix of sort of bands and singer-songwriters that kind of shaped, my writing and my ability to not kind of shy away, from being truthful in, you know, through music. And so those are some of them.
Great.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to a struggling artist like myself trying to succeed in the Canadian country music scene?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, man. I don't know. Like, it's funny because I feel like people get asked this question a lot. And I, you know, my first response to that always is that I never feel like I'm in a position to give advice to anyone because you kind of have to shape your own path. But
right.
I, you know, experience and live your life in order to give you, you know, give you the leeway to be able to write about those things. And, you know, always be yourself. You know, I guess it's so cliche to say, but always be yourself and never let anybody take that part away from you of you, you know, being you. And I, you know, I'm a firm believer in really, really like practicing your writing skills. You know, I think your voice at the end of the day is your voice and you should be able to use it in whatever way that you want in your own words. So, yeah. That's my advice. I don't know if it means anything, but you know.
Hey, that's helpful for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a huge show coming up in July at the PEI Cavendish Beach Music Festival from July 7th to 9th.
Yeah.
You're there July 9th.
Yeah.
And
I am.
That venue has.
I'm playing on my favorite day.
Oh yeah.
I'm playing on my favorite day, like Zach Brown Band and Brothers Osborne.
Oh, I've got that here. That you're going to be sharing the main stage with those guys. Now,
I know, it's so cool.
There are three stages at that venue. There's an emerging artist stage, a kitchen stage, and a main stage. So how does it feel to be going from the emerging artist category to the main stage?
I know. When they asked me to come back, I was very humbled, I think is a good way to put it. It was very sweet, and especially the fact that I get to like bring my band with me and do a really cool sort of broken down thing with them and directly opening for Tim Hicks, who has, you know, been a very inspiring story, and he's also kind of part of the RGK family. So I'm really excited to get back there. I mean, I love the East Coast so much. So it'll be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Good stuff. I'm a big fan of Tim's as well.
Yeah.
How do you define success in the music business or in general? How would you define being successful?
These are really good questions. Are you sure this is your first interview?
It is, but I put some thought into it.
Apparently you did. How do I define the success? I mean, it's all within yourself. I've never really been the kind of person to care much about, you know, the whole, like, oh my God, money, cars, big houses and all that stuff. And I think it's nice to be able to live comfortably, and I totally understand that. But it has to come from inside of you. Like, I think you have to be, I'm happy, you know, in my own skin right now, with where things are and how things have been progressing. And to me, that's the most successful thing out of anything, is just being able to really like go to bed at night and know that you're doing the right thing, you know, like knowing that you're in the right career and you're making the right moves in your career. So, and I think a big part of that has a lot to do with, obviously, you know, the team that you have around you. And so, I mean, that's another way to define it, is having just the greatest people around you and working just as hard for you as they are for themselves and with you as well. So,
nice.
Yeah, that's success.
Fantastic answer. Okay, just a couple more questions for you.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
You recently performed your new single, Don't Love Me, at the 5th Annual Country Music Association of Ontario Awards.
I did, yeah.
And you were nominated for Sunday. Female Artist of the Year, Roots Artist, and Songwriter. So congratulations on the nominations.
Thank you very much. I didn't win, but my friends did.
How does it feel to receive these nominations and be able to perform at such a prestigious event?
Oh, I mean, it felt great. It was in my hometown again, so that was cool. It was cool to be back there and get to spend some time with my family, and my dad was there, so that was cool. But you know, it's just a good little event, you know, for people to get together that we all know each other. So it's not like, you know, walking into the Grammys where, you know, you're looking around and you're like, what the heck am I doing here?
Right.
You know, I feel like, I've been very lucky to grow incredible relationships with some of the other artists, and it's really cool to watch all these people kind of go up from here. You know, it's been a really, really enjoyable experience.
Fabulous. So your career has taken off and only seems to be gaining momentum. What has been the highlight of your journey so far, like, and what do you hope to achieve?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Well, I'm really looking forward to getting the record done at some point.
And last question, by the way.
Yeah. I'm good at the segue thing.
Right.
That's something I've been told by interviewers. They're like, you're really good at segues. I was like, thanks.
So if you could pick out a highlight of your journey so far, what would you say stands out as something that makes you go, wow?
Probably, honestly, probably my show schedule this year. Like how great of a job my agent has just been killing it and has gotten me so many really amazing opportunities. But I mean, last week probably took the cake for that, with, you know, opening for Bonnie Raitt with Royal Wood and getting to hang out with Bonnie Raitt all week. That kind of.
Yep.
That's sort of the coolest thing that's ever happened to me. Yeah.
Nice.
Such a nice lady and just, you know, very welcoming and was so sweet. She was so sweet to us. And Yeah, so probably that. I would say the Bonnie Raitt thing is pretty up there.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess my final question then, this has gone by so fast. I thank you again for taking the time. You're working on a full-length album. How do you select the songs to put on the album? As a songwriter, I'm sure you have so many to choose from. What criteria do you use?
I don't even know, man. Like, seriously, I just think that, you know, it goes back to what I was saying earlier and something that I've been kind of saying to a lot of people in interviews lately, where you spend all this time writing all these really incredible songs that mean a lot to you. And I think a lot of them get put on the back burner. So you know, kind of have to go back and you have to, you know, really look at your catalog and really look at, you know, what matters to you still and what is still relevant too. So I think it was just a matter of relevance. It was a matter of like, hey, how does this fit in, you know, to the rest of the tunes?
So record, I'm,
yeah. And you know, there doesn't really have to be a theme, I don't think, but I mean, a lot of my songs obviously are about, you know, relationships with human beings, you know, not just, you know, having a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever the case is. Like, a lot of them, you know, are about family, and a lot of them are about my relationship with myself. So I think it was very cool to go back and start going through all those songs and really figure out what worked. So I think that's important.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, that's wonderful, Jessica. Again, I thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
You're so welcome, Darren. Thank you.
For any other questions, but I think that's been very informative, and it's been a delight speaking with you.
It's been a delight speaking with you. You're one of the nicest interviewers I've ever heard. So keep that up, and people will love you.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay,
and you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
You too. Thanks, Jessica.
All right. Cheers. Bye.